Happy Saturday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm out here on the streets of Southern California, Los Angeles vicinity, out in God's wonderful nature and rain, dressed like a homeless Santa Claus, in my rain suit that I got when I worked at the Army Corps of Engineers. I do believe Monique gave me this. I believe Monique gave me this. She was a lifelong dedicated officer, soldier. Real cool though. Me and her went to see Maceo at the House of Blues one time. Real cool, funky, but had that government mentality, that, you know, duty thing going on. She gave me this. In fact, she told me, I don't know if you can see the back of it. Can you see the back? In fact, she told me to be careful wearing this red, because, you know, it might be official government property and I might be seen as a rescue person or some kind of person of authority. But I had this thing back in my closet. It's raining today. I woke up, it was raining, and I told y'all it was going to be raining because my nasal started acting up a couple days ago. And as soon as my nasal started, I looked at the weather, sure enough, Saturday. It was a good rain too this morning. So I laid in bed a couple hours, just chilling. Broke up my laptop. Started working on some video that I shot yesterday of an exciting Friday. What a geek like me would consider an exciting Friday. Wanna see what it looks like? This is what it looks like. Rainy. Look at the sky. The sky's gray. I'm in California, but the weather's not bad. So I'm laying there and I said, all right, let me get up. It's like 9:30 or something, like 2 hours after my new wake up time. People gotta watch out. People be driving, they don't be looking. Keep your head up. In my normal wake-up time. So I laid there long enough. I feel good, though. I feel good. I feel like I've actually turned a corner. I really do feel like I actually turned a corner. Energy is just so good. Last night, I got excited because I bought a new computer to run my OBS on. And it turns out, and I was supposed to go down to Hawthorne to get it. I'm gonna let this story be told in another video. I'm editing a video now to tell that story. But anyway, I just got technically excited last night, playing with my setup and studio, cleaning up stuff from storage, and just feeling good. And I didn't want to eat. I ate one hot dog, a little bit of chips, no sweets, and I really didn't. The thing is that I really didn't want to eat, if that makes sense. I didn't want to eat. I didn't have the desire or the thrill, or the, not the desire, but the urge to eat last night. In fact, it was the opposite. I felt energized and I laid there and I went to sleep without having had just immediately eating something. And I was tired because I felt good. I had a full day. I was tired. So it was when the time to go to sleep, I was able to go to sleep. And I think that might be part of it. And I woke up this morning, felt good. Got on the scale last night, said 221.8, which is for the time and circumstances, is a good, very good number. I knew it was a chance I could wake up today, this morning, and be under 220, and I was 219.8 or something like that. So I said, you know, I can't waste this. I'm not gonna waste this going there eating hot dogs and french fries and then making brownies and watching TV all day. I'm gonna get out and do something. And I'm taking the alternate functional route. I'm taking the alternate the alternate of the alternate functioning route, because I'm walking down this street just in case it starts raining. I can like duck under a building or duck under one of these businesses if it really starts raining. But before I left, I got super dressed. You know, I'm loading up, putting on all my weather gear. All excited. I was excited to even do that. Put on my galoshes. I got on my galoshes. Can you see? I got on my galoshes. I got on my government-sanctioned rain gear. I got on a sauna suit, jacket, pants. See, I'm just ready. Double hoodie. And I go, you know, I'm getting dressed. And you know, I want to put some of the stuff on last so I don't overheat in the house. I look outside. I see some little white girl walking around in a t-shirt and shorts. Like the weather don't mean nothing. And she wasn't fat either. I didn't have to say that, did I? But anyway, you know, like, I was going to say a normal white girl, but that, even for me, is kind of not what I want to come off as. You know, that's even for me, even though I'm trying to be antagonistic and cynical or whatever, even that's not what I, you know. Regular white girl? No, huh? You know, I mean, just like a normal, mild-mannered, you know. Just getting out the car, like, hair out. You know, not even worried about the rain. Here I am, getting dressed up like I'm Gary going on an expedition to Antarctica. So that made me laugh, but I didn't care. Because she was just going from the car to the house. I'm going on a 5-mile walk. And I want to be sure that in case something go down, or something go this way, or something go that way, that I'll be ready. Because I want to be, well, at least be comfortable. You know, and let me say this too, the galoshes are an important part of that, because you don't want your feet to get wet. As long as I got on my galoshes, I got on my gaiters. Look at another white girl walking around. It's a shirt. You know, no rain gear. What's wrong with you? How come you ain't got no rain gear? Now see, it gotta be a white girl. Cause you can't say a white dude, you know, cause they used to that. That's what you expect. Some of y'all gonna say, white girls too. And when they get wet, they smell like dogs. Remember that one? That was the old one. Why am I going down this street today? Why am I going down that road? But I'm just joking. Y'all know I don't care. See, that's one thing you can say about me. Anything you can say about me is that I'm not vested and I really don't care. So I'm thinking it's hard for me to actually be offensive, because the whole, a Hispanic-y looking, you know, Asian kind of something girl. She got an umbrella at least. And it's not even raining. Now, that's what I'm talking about. She got an umbrella, at least. It's not even raining. So, what was I saying? I forgot. But I'm out here, and I'm ready. I'm going to try to see how many steps I can get in. I feel good. This feels good to be out. You know, technically excited last night. I worked. I got off at 7:50 or whatever time I got off. And I started playing with my equipment to do a test, and I got so into it, I looked up, it's midnight. I was like, damn, that's what I'm talking about. That's the exact kind of stuff I'm talking about. That's the exact kind of energy that I want to have, to where, you know, I'm not, it's like when you binge watching something, I can make it, shit. It's like when you binge watching something and you don't even realize you binge watching. You just keep watching episode after episode after episode. And next thing you know, you done watched a half a season or something. You know, especially now, the way they can go right from one to the other. And sometimes without even showing the credits or the recap. You know, especially if it's good, it keeps your attention. You can just go through it. That's what I call binge watching. Binge watching ain't, all right, we're gonna sit here and we're gonna watch 19 episodes. And it'd be killing you and you'd be dying. No. I'm talking about when you look up and all of a sudden you didn't watch 9-10 episodes or something. You didn't even realize it. You're like, shit, I done watched the half a goddamn season. I was like, I don't watch the whole goddamn season. Yeah. So that was cool. Yeah, that's cool. To be able to get it out like that and have that kind of energy. And I feel like I turned the corner because that's where my energy is. It's coming natural. It feels natural to be up like that. You know, it's not being forced. I'm not trying to be that or be that. It's just the way I'm feeling right now. You know, working on stuff, getting stuff organized. You know, I'm working on Jeffrey TV stuff, of course, so I love it. Jeffrey. Storage stuff. I'm seeing stuff I've written years ago. Getting it organized. Getting the empire lean and mean. And if I was really good, I'd go to storage. And get back into storage a little bit today. I just might do that. I might get back, eat my regular daily breakfast, you know, nothing too big. And then go to storage, you know, put something in my stomach and go to storage. So, you know. Oh, that wasn't nice. You're gonna blow right when I walk by. What the hell was that? Oh, she's trying to blow the car in front of her. Then he blew back. But you don't blow right when somebody walking in front of your car, lady. Asian lady. So, you know. What do you expect from them people? Yeah. I don't care enough to be offensive. That's the bottom line. He don't give a damn about you. He don't give a damn about nothing. So basically anything he say along the lines of all of that really kind of don't mean nothing. Because he just really don't care. This is Corky's. You can see it's a legacy. I think it was deemed a historical place, so they're not going to tear it down. I like the architecture, of course, the old style. Looks like 60s or 70s architecture. Larnie Marshall played there once. I came down the street and checked him out. And here's how it looks. You see it's gray. It's not raining. Here goes somebody with an umbrella. Good for him. Let me see if I can zoom. Remember I couldn't zoom before because I had it on paint? See, I can zoom now, see? How's that look zoomed? How does that look zoomed? Probably need to clean some cameras. Let me hit pause and see if I can clean some cameras. I can't. I got no exposed, dry cloth material. Everything is, you know, plastic, water repellent, or wet. I got my shirt and stuff tucked in, and that's under the sauna suit. And none of that is good stuff to wipe a camera off. So whatever it is, give you a sense of realism, cinematic effect, like that guy said about how it was raining when I hit New York. It was a pleasant rain. You know, you were getting wet. You knew it was coming down, but it wasn't cold. It wasn't windy, and it gave everything the look. Streets were wet. People were out, and still the energy was still out. The lights and stuff. And I had a bought an umbrella for $5, just like I do in LA. I was out in Times Square. They want 10. He was like 5. I was like, give me one. So I got another one of them cheap $5 umbrellas. Used it for one day, but I needed it. I needed it that night. Was it worth $5 for that one night? Yep. Because I had just got in and I needed to get food. And I went after it. As soon as I got there, I went after it. You know, not wholeheartedly, but I got out there. You know, I just didn't go to the room and get the first easiest food out there. I actually took a walk. The guy said he recommended a pizza place. It was right across the street from where Hamilton was playing. I was like, oh, I guess I gotta go just to, you know, just to get out and to quote unquote see where the place is. You know, I'm just out there walking, doing my thing, and running across places I had been, Sony Hall, I had seen P-Funk there before. Twice, maybe. I think I see him only there once. But it was, I mean, it's the life. It's the life. And then to be able to document it, sometimes I actually think the internet and me, or I evolved the internet, or what I am, the tools and the tools and the resources of the internet and the digital technology and electronics and all that fits exactly with what or who I am, what I like, my passions. And then to be able to understand and or master and definitely pioneer electronics and stuff, all the way going back to CB radios. And I didn't pioneer CB radios, those people already there. But I'll say I pioneered in Youngstown having a booming system. Because I figured out, I was like hearing my father's, you know, radio, whatever, the bass and stuff I was getting, and which speakers and what setup got me that sound. It was a 6x9 speakers mounted in the rear. I tried surface speakers. I tried all kinds of stuff. I couldn't get it. So I found out it was that the speakers mounted in the trunk. So I invested in those. Got triaxles so I could have the tweeters and those highs, because I love the I love that. And that thing sounding good. And that thing sounding damn good. 8-track. I pioneered that. Well, I pioneered a lot of stuff. Anyway. Probably without even knowing it. Probably some stuff I don't even realize I did. You know, people come back, oh, I was going through storage and I was seeing a lot of the emails and letters and stuff I got from people who were saying how, you know, what I did inspired them and what I did, you know, kind of set them up and had them, you know, give them a different way of thinking things, different way of approaching things. And, you know, I got a lot of congratulations for that. And, you know, it kind of, you know, after a while, oh, look at the water. After a while, you can say, the great ones, it's going to roll off your back, you know. Ooh, that water is moving, too. Look how fast it's going. Can you see it? Woo! Look at it. I ain't never seen it move that fast before. Look at that. See, now, since I got the flip cam, I can see when I'm shooting. Look at that. Still get dizzy, though. Still get, you know, dizzy on the feet. But look at that. That water is moving. Jesus, look at that thing right there. Look at that. Whatever that is. It's an object. Look at it. Woo! Is that cool? Is this not the coolest? Wow. That's what it's like being out here. LA River, baby. LA River. Now we get ready to walk under the 101. And I got my galoshes on so my feet staying dry. That's important. And also the gaiters I got. So if it does start raining, and the raincoat does what it's supposed to do, and the raincoat does what it's supposed to do, and all the water runs off me, but it runs down. Sometimes that should have run right down your pants leg into your shoe. You're gonna have on galoshes to protect, you know, from water you stepping in and blah, blah, blah. But if all the water running down your pants leg from your rain pants into your shoe, people is heavy on the horns lately. She blew at you. Why you stop? Pull up on him. Pull up on him and say something. You're going to blow all crazy like that. Yeah, I can see the... I need to wipe the camera off. I guess I'm going to have to start carrying. Who is that? Who's that blowing? Oh yeah, that little lady do kind of look like she don't know how to drive. Whoa. Yeah, it looked like she might be a little bit inexperienced, if I could put it that way. So, it's good. Maybe I should go in the food shop and get a napkin. Put it in my pocket. I'm about to start carrying something to wipe the lenses off with. Maybe I go in the food shop over there and get a napkin. That way, it's like, oh, this one don't look so bad. This one is clear a little bit, at least a little bit more clear than the other one. Than the rear-facing camera. I get those confused sometimes. Is it rear-facing or is it front-facing? Or was I? The kids doing Taekwondo or whatever. I was thinking about granddaughter doing that. Thinking about granddaughter doing that with her pacifier in her mouth. I tell you, it kills me though. She knows. As soon as she see me in the morning or whatever, she'll walk up to me and give me the pacifier. And then just going about her business. Laughing and joking and still playing. She'll just walk up and say, give it to me. So that lets me know that instinctively, maybe, or by nature, she wants to do the quote-unquote right thing. You know, and I was like, oh, you are really trying. You know, or you understand, I should say. But when it's time to have the binky, I think we were somewhere. You start looking for that binky because they clip it on her. She went, binky? Where the binky? Put it back. Or something like that. She was good, because she started how to put the words together. And I was like, no binky. And she would look at me. And one time we was in the car, and one thing about the car seat, I'll say this though. One thing about the car in the car seat, when she in the back in the car seat, she can't see outside the window. She can't see nothing. Now that I felt for her. That I felt not bad, but I had sympathy for that. The fact that she couldn't see, you know, outside or anything. The only thing you can see is the car door, the back of the seat. You know, she couldn't see anything. That part, you know, that got me. That got me. And I took her pacifier, she... I was like, oh, it made me like laugh because her face just went. You can see her trying to hold it. And her mother looked at her like, oh, I can't take it here. So I did have sympathy for her being back there and not being able to see anything. And all that. There's a car seat in my car now. Am I proud of it? Am I proud to have a car seat in the back of my car? I'm not gonna say yes. Let me just put it that way. I am not going to say yes. And just leave it at that. I am not going to say yes. I like that answer. Do I think it's cool? Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. You know, I think it's kind of cool. I admit, I think it's kind of cool. That I can say, I admit to. I do think it's kind of cool. But, and I guess they're coming back in June, so. You know, I can take it out, nobody be back there anyway. So, you know, I can take it out and blah, blah, whatever. But, because the child graduates college in June, so she's trying to have a thing. She's trying to have a graduation thing, you know, whoop, whoop. So we'll come out and do some stuff, you know, for her, with her and all that. Yeah, it's a good time. I feel like I've really made a turn. And I actually feel like I'm not gonna mess up today. So even if I do, if I do, I'll still be discouraged. But I really don't, I really feel like I'm on the path or the energy or the trending direction that I'm not gonna mess up this weekend. I feel really good. And I'm just so excited about the laptop running OBS, the way it's switching cameras and doing everything so right. And I got the highest resolution, so I get better pictures now. I feel ignorant and ashamed. I just feel ashamed I was using that. And all them times talking about switching cameras. Remember all them times I've been talking about switching cameras. And switch cameras. But I'll have to say this too. I've used that laptop to do OBS at my daughter's house. So I've used the laptop to do it before. How come I didn't notice the difference in performance? How come I didn't notice that then? I should have noticed it then. The camera's switching, should have been switching okay. I should have noticed it then, but I didn't for whatever reason. I should have said, oh, why did I just get this idea? I was just stuck on the laptop having to do it. And if you look at, the desktop, I was stuck on the desktop being the machine of choice. And if you look at the laptop, it's basically really nothing but USB ports. And now I got all my peripherals. I got a mic. I got a USB audio interface. Cameras, a dongle for the wireless keypad, all that stuff hooked up to a USB 2.0 hub that I had laying in there. That damn thing got like 10 ports on it too. And I got them just about all filled up. Well, not all, but you know what I'm saying. I got a bunch of them filled up. And it's running, it's doing what it's supposed to do. Every now and then, though, I gotta reset the USB port. Oh, no, I had that big tent, the USB 2.0, is powered. So I actually, you know, plug something in the wall, it has power to it, and, you know, along with the power that comes from the laptop. But I had to plug it directly in to the laptop. There's a USB port on the laptop that seems to work better than the other USB port. And I use that one. I plug it in that one, got no problem. Everything's working. And I think I plugged one camera. I think I actually did plug one camera into the, directly into the other hub. You see, I got one hub, I got two hubs on there. The 3.0 hub, it's always there. You know, that travels with the laptop. And then the hub that I use, that I was using on the desktop, to plug in all the peripherals. And I'm feeling nasal running. I don't know if it's post nasal drip or whatever you call it, but I can feel, I want to go. And I can feel it just running. So I wonder if that's good or bad. I'm walking by. I look in there. I see a very attractive female shape and those leggings, you know, with the midriff showing. And they're boxing. They in there, two little white girls, and they're boxing. You know, looking all white girlish with their gloves, you know, trying to box. And I mean, they are boxing, but It's like they're trying to, well, they ain't trying to do nothing, but the stereotypical way, or the preferred way, or the standardized ways of throwing punches and holding your hands up, you know, that it looks masculine. So it looks like they were trying to be masculine. And if you ask me if people wanted to change anything, the argument isn't what sex you are, because the sex you are at birth, or whatever you got, even if you're non-binary and can't tell, you can figure it out one way or the other and make a determination. The thing is, gender. Change what it is, the gender roles. Change what it is to be male. Change what it is to be female. That part, I can understand. The stereotypical, what a male is supposed to be, that you can bend and play with. And maybe even, quote unquote, should be addressed, and has been over the years. Because, you know, men were supposed to just do this, do that, do that. You know, 50 years ago, it was really rigid. Now it's a lot less. But they're going a little bit too far by, like, saying men could be girls, men could be feminine. But then again, that goes against what I just said. It goes against my first argument, my first statement, that, you know, you want to bend that. Maybe bend, but not destroy. I don't know. You can do anything. You can destroy it. It doesn't matter. But sex is sex. Now, a man or a female doesn't have to behave or act or carry herself a certain way or whatever. I thought that was a TV or a concert or something. But, so now we come here. I'm walking with all these people. I don't want to be getting these people on camera. I got people walking in front of me. So I might stop and kill it here at 32 minutes. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. Me, Funk. Every elementary particle has ever existed in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.